What is your impression of the conference?
Well, I think that he said what we expect him to say, and I think that his general tone was reasonably moderate for a fellow in his position.
I thought he was rather restrained. Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned, though, that he's got Wilson aboard. I think that we're liable to be hearing further from them to stop the bombing, and they'll treat us, our preachers and our youth and our psychological warfare offensive, they'll cut that down a little bit if we'll stop our military action while they keep operating on our boys.
That's about what it adds up to.
That's what it sounds like. I don't think the British are going to jump aboard on that. We've had a suggestion from them, which is not good enough, and we'll be over to suggest a reply to it.
What did the British say?
Well, they said they wanted to propose to the Russians that first, that the United States stop its bombing. Secondly, that there be a commitment from both sides to stop the augmentation of their forces. And third, that they then call a Geneva Conference of 1954. Now, the trouble with the second point is that augmentation is not good enough as a substitute for infiltration, because that would mean the other side would be free to go ahead with the rotation and sending arms and resupply and all that kind of thing, you see. And I think our original formulation, stopping infiltration, is the one we ought to stay with.
Can we bring augmentation into it ourselves, though, somewhere?
Well, we said that we wouldn't augment. That we wouldn't augment if they stop the infiltration.
They just agree not to augment either.
Yeah, but if they agree not to augment, they can still send in arms and rotate their men and do the things that we would have to do during that period.
Sure.
So I think our original language, or the phase A, phase B business, is still the thing we ought to stay with.
Now, what's George Christian going to say about his definite proposal that we stop bombing? They're already moving him heaven and earth, and at 11 o'clock he'll go right into it, and I guess they...
Why doesn't he just, for the present, read that paragraph in your reply to the Pope?
I thought he might say that I'm sure that no one overlooked the fact that Mr. Kosygin agreed that it would be all right for the United States to stop its military action, but he didn't comment on the other side stopping their military action. And I don't know whether he could really be serious in this or not, such a one-sided affair. And here's what the president said on this subject yesterday. And it's amazing that he got no question in that direction and made no comment on it. Something like that.
I think I'd say noteworthy rather than amazing.
Yeah,
all right. All right. I think it's all right.
If you get a chance, write that sentence out and call George.
All right.
It's before 11 o'clock, so it'd be careful. And I would really point up, though, that it's almost amusing that he would agree that we could stop and not mention what the other side would do, that doesn't look like it's a two-sided affair, and that it's noteworthy that he didn't even get a question on what the other side would do. And if he's proposing it just to trade psychological warfare for military action, well, we're not about to do it. If he's willing to trade military action, we're willing to talk.
Right.